Radiotherapy and chemotherapy can have quite an impact on men's sexuality. Radiotherapy uses X-rays to kill cancer cells so they can't multiply, but treatment can also encourage things like erectile dysfunction and ejaculation difficulties, and we'll look at those issues in this track. Later, we'll talk about the impact of chemotherapy on your organs and the way you feel sexually. Dr. Dennis Cherry has worked in sexual medicine for 2 decades and is the medical director of the Perth Human Sexuality Centre at Hollywood Private Hospital. Dennis, what are the common side effects of radiotherapy treatment?
The common side effects that are generally found by individuals who have radiotherapy is firstly a sense of fatigue, which is quite understandable. It's one of those mechanisms that the body has to make us rest in when there's been tissue injury. The other side effects are, of course, locally, where an X-ray beam penetrates the skin, and because of the effect of X-rays on the skin, you'll get the redness of the skin, and depending on the dose given, there can be even more than redness. You know, the skin can actually die, and you can get desquamation, and it can look very pigmented and get really red and angry, and even to a weeping stage. If that, for instance, occurs in the pelvis, then of course as a consequence of that skin irritation, they may not feel like having sex, and that would be perfectly understandable.
Are there other side effects that might also impact your ability to feel sexual and act sexually?
Well, in fact, if we did consider the skin reaction, say, in the zone of the pelvis, but say, for example, if they had lung cancer and had X-ray beams to the chest area, and so they had the same effect of redness and desquamation and inflammation of the skin, then again, they would not feel quite so sensual if that was the case. To the face, again, it may inhibit the allure of kissing and delighting in that aspect of their sexuality. And if they do feel as though their body image has been deconstructed, and it predominantly will be in their own mind, the way they see things, then they won't feel as sexually alluring to their partner, and nor will they really want to be involved in sexual activity. As part of the skin reaction, we've mentioned a type of skin reaction can occur in the non-hairy areas of the skin, but if you do take, for example, the pubic region, where we've got pubic hair as part of our secondary growth characteristics, then you can get loss of hair. Now, in today's modern world, where people wax a lot, maybe de-epilating the pubic area isn't such a big issue anymore. But some people may feel that it looks abnormal and therefore will feel embarrassed or very conscious about it. And so again, it may be an inhibitory factor in terms of sexual presentation.
What about sexual performance? How can that be affected?
Well, sexual performance can be directly affected by the impact of these X-ray beams on the genital organs, and that can be either direct on, for example, the erectile tissue. And so if you have injury to that erectile tissue, then firstly, the inflamed tissue won't respond as well, and that's in the early acute phase of X-ray or radiotherapy treatment. Once that inflamed tissue reacts, then you may get scar tissue forming in that erectile tissue, and scar tissue is damaged tissue. It's not as elastic as the normal elastic tissue is in these erectile tissue organs, and therefore you won't get the ability to have an erection.
And just how likely is that?
And that's if they're having pelvic X-rays, that's a very high risk outcome. Depending upon where they do place the beams, but you are, of course, are aware of the fact that X-ray beams, once they enter the body, not only is there the direct pattern of the beam, but as a consequence of the X-rays going into tissue, there's always side scatter. And in fact, that side scatter can account for another effect that can occur. Sometimes the beam is directed at the gonads, but more often than not, the impact can come as a consequence of the side scatter from the X-ray beams going to the testes in the male. And as a consequence of the gonads being affected, then your hormones will be affected. If your hormones are affected, then of course your sexual function will be affected. But the other thing that happens, of course, is that the hormones influence the brain and the sexual centre, and so there may be a loss of libido because testosterone in the male and estrogen in the female drive our libido. Also integrated in all of this is that if you've got erectile dysfunction, that is, if you don't do something well, and particularly for the male, then you may develop what we call avoidance behaviour. That is, you just don't want to go there because you know you can't perform well. Now, if that avoidance behaviour continues on and on, it can also cause a secondary loss of libido. So again, it can have this disastrous consequence in terms of sexual function. So we've talked about so far about erectile dysfunction. We've talked about the primary and secondary impacts that can have on our libido. The other area, of course, that's of real importance is the final denouement of our sexual activity, which is the sexual climax.